Hey, good morning. 6:39, it's Brockett's Hunter.
Should we go fishing?
Let's go fishing. We went fishing last night, and I actually caught something you didn't, as
always. I know.
You know what, though? It's okay, because I was learning.
You were learning. We were, Sam Bader Man. we were kind of showing you the ropes on fly fishing.
Yeah, never fly fished before.
Yeah, is it, yeah, when you're talking to, is it flown fish? I flew fish?
I
fly fish?
No, I flew some fish.
I flew fish. But no, it's, you know, it's a lot of practice. I mean, I remember sitting out in just a big open field practicing my cast.
Yeah.
And you're getting there.
What is it? Is it, what'd you say? 12 to 12?
No, 10 to 2.
10 to 2.
10 to 10, just 10 to 2.
10 to 2. 10 to 2.
I could do a whole show on it. Don't get me started.
All right, let's go.
Welcome to Fly Fishing Hour. just putting people to sleep.
Hey, you know what, though? It was a good time.
It's fun.
It was. There's something different about fly fishing that...
Here's my take for...
Gets you hooked.
It gets you hooked. Get out. It's different than just throwing and letting a bobber sit and drinking a beer. You're actually active in it, and it's exciting. It is. Yeah. I'm getting
the only
excited.
Thing that pissed me off last night is my beers got warm because I was fishing.
You need a better cooler, man.
I know.
That's so you get the fly rod, you get the reel, you get everything you need, and you also get a nice, reliable cooler that keeps those beers and,
nice and
whiskey,
cold.
That fireball cold while you're catching fish.
You know?
Let's do rock news.
Here's your Plan B Morning Show Rock News with Brock and Hunter.
Rock News, doing a rock news. I have no idea. Anyway, rock news quick hits. Slipknot have reportedly tapped Ross Robinson to produce their new album. Exciting stuff because Robinson was at the helm for the group's self-titled debut album, Iowa.
Oh, wow.
So maybe we're going to be seeing some...
Did you like Iowa?
I did.
That was the one that came, that was the second one, right?
No, that was their first one. That was their debut album.
Oh.
That was their debut album. So maybe we'll see some.
Was that Wait and Bleed? Is that the one that had Wait and Bleed on it?
I believe so. It's definitely a heavier album. Let me double check.
It's very heavy.
No, that was on Slipknot, which was in 99.
Right.
Yeah.
So the second one was Wait and Bleed then.
Yeah. Yeah. That was their second one. Right. Iowa came out in 97, which
heavy.
Is weird. Yeah.
Heavy.
Heavier. So anyway, we may be seeing some Slipknot reminiscent to older Slipknot.
Good.
Anyway, lastly, Slash was able to show off a more humorous side of himself in a puppet-led video for Driving Rain, the current single that he has with Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators. The guitarist says he'd almost resigned himself to not making a video because every treatment he has gotten was kind of dark and depressing.
I just didn't want to have one of these overly morose, dark, dramatic videos. But I thought, what if we did something animated? So I called Stupid Buddy up. You know, we couldn't afford to do a real animated, like, cartoon thing. So they said, what about puppets? I said, that's perfect.
It is a great video. Which I love is Slash saying, we couldn't afford to do, like, a full animated thing. Trying to do my rock news, get it together. But even Slash is like, we can't afford to do a full one. It's Slash from Guns N' Roses, for God's sakes.
Right,
let him do whatever he wants. He adds that he wanted to, quote, make it sort of funny because otherwise it was going to be heavy and talking too seriously about itself. Slash and Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators find themselves with the day off Friday after the Louder Than Life Festival in Louisville, Kentucky was canceled due to damages created by the remnants of Hurricane Florence. Slash laughs that his crew wasn't that down with his idea of booking a quick replacement show.
I think that's what the crew said, too. You know, they're like, hey, you know, it's a free day off. You know? But yeah, I'm such a workaholic. As soon as I heard the news, I started looking at trying to book another venue somewhere, either in the same city or on the way to the next city after that. But no.
I love Slash.
Yeah.
I had a chance to interview him once before, and he is such an interesting guy. He's got amazing stories and just one hell of a model American.
Yeah. Was he wearing sunglasses while you interviewed
him? It wasn't. It was over the phone.
Yeah.
It was, and I've told you my Slash story, haven't I?
Him
and Miles Kennedy and the Conspirators were playing. I was down in Springfield, Missouri.
Mm-hmm.
And we got to do a sound check meet and greet. So we got to go in, listen to him do his thing, get the guitars and everything amped up right.
Nice.
And a group of listeners, and then we got to take photos with him. And he was super awesome, chill with everyone, joke around. Well, I took a photo with him. It was inside, kind of dark, so they used the flash. I blinked. So here's my one photo with Slash, and I blink. And I was like, no! So I talked to the, and so then I got to meet him later after the show and set it up where I got to take a photo again. He's like, didn't I see you before? And I was like, I blinked, man. He's like, all right. So I had my sunglasses on in the second photo. I'm like, I'm not ruining this one,
nice,
man.
Nice.
Not ruining this one. That's your Rock News. We'll be back.